Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Tuesday, the 21st of July. Today, we're going to bring you updates on the football. We've got updates on the golf, from the ANZ Premiership and Sal's NBL. But also on top of all that, England cruise to victory in the second test. Paul Green exits the Cowboys. The Toronto Wolfpack withdraw from Super League. We have a new world number one in golf. Yes, let's kick off with that football news then. And over in the A-League, and we've already told with the Brisbane Roar lost to Adelaide United 0-1. Bit of an upset there. And on the Brisbane Roar, well, that they currently sit fourth in the table. That doesn't help their finals ambitions, but it does climb Adelaide United into the top six for that. A lot of changes to happen, though, in the A-League, as different teams have played different numbers of games due to the coronavirus. And all that's going to have to figure itself out over the next few weeks. In the Belarusian Premier League, Minsk beats Energetic 2-1. Really good win for Minsk there. Energetic are now, since they've topped, they recently topped the league, but on a run of two losses now. And we had a couple of draws. Namon Gordon with Shakhtar and then Torpedo with Dynamo Minsk. Neither of them troubled the scorers, both nil-all in those two. That leaves Bate still top of the league with Shakhtar both on 34 points. Namon Gordon currently has that last the last European place, and then chased by Energetic and Dynamo Minsk and Torpedo. Down at the bottom, Belushina still rooted at the bottom with just two wins this season out of 18 games. Smilovic, again, also just above them on 14 points, and a four-point gap to Minsk, who also have a couple of games in hand down there in 14th outside of the relegation zone. Moving on to the English Premier League, Tottenham Hotspur beat Leicester City 3-1. That's a dent Leicester City's hopes of getting in that Champions League spot. They currently sit in fourth on the same number of points as Man United in fifth, but Man United have got a game in hand, which will be up against West Ham United later this week. Also, Bournemouth lost to Southampton 0-2, I think we mentioned that one yesterday because that really damped Bournemouth's hopes of climbing out of the relegation zone. Live right now, Sheffield United are losing to Everton by one goal at home, 0-1. And Brighton Hove Albion and Newcastle United are fighting out a nil-all draw there. Brighton Hove Albion are now safe from relegation as they are 6 points clear of Aston Villa. That draw will make them safe from relegation with just two games left. Some of the chances of them getting relegated are pretty slim down there now. I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners out there on the interweb. And yes, England have cruised to victory in the second test. At the end of the day, Ben Stokes was named man of the match with 176 in that first innings and a quick fire 78 in the second, which helped set the target in rather quick fashion. Second innings basically set up England to 113-run victory after they set the West Indies 312, which they never really looked like achieving. And it was only a question of whether West Indies could bat out the 2.5 sessions left or 2 and a bit sessions left. And the answer to that was a categoric no. The second innings for the West Indies, the rot set in with Stuart Broad, who was left out in the first test, picking up the first 3 wickets. And that set the English on the road to victory. We now move to Friday, where the decider will start. And we'll see whether the West Indies can regroup. But I can't see it, because I just sort of think that the English really started taking a stranglehold on this test series with this performance in the second test. In other news, overnight the ICC met, and it is final and official that the T20 World Cup that was to be played in Australia this year has been postponed. This new schedule as it stands is, I'll get through this, 2021 Men's T20 World Cup will be played in October to November 2021. So that's the postponed one from 2020. Then the 2020 Men's T20 World Cup will be played in October, November of 2022. And the 2023 Men's Cricket World Cup, the 50-over format, will be played in October 2023. So that's basically quite a congested World Cup of program for T20 and 50-over world cricket. Now, I believe that the men's 50-over in 2023, as well as the 2022 T20, will both be played in India, which basically, at the end of the day, as Ross Taylor said on TV last night, he doesn't care as long as there's World Cup cricket happening. That's what he wants to be involved in. And also overnight, the Women's World Cricket World Cup, the 50-over format, which is targeted for February next year in New Zealand, is still on as per planned, and planning is continuing as if the tournament will start in February. And back to just playing cricket, is good news for Pakistan. Fast bowler Muhammad Amir will be available for the Pakistan tour of England. Amir withdrew from the original squad for personal reasons. That was because his wife and himself were expecting their second child. Amir will replace Harris Ralph in the squad. Now, Harris Ralph has tested positive for COVID-19 again. I'm not sure what the again means, whether he had it, he recovered, and he got it again, or whether it's just an ongoing test and he hasn't recovered from his first bout. But he has failed it, and so he has been replaced by Muhammad Amir in the Pakistan squad for England. And that, Paul, is our cricket news for today.
Also in breaking news, Indian women have pulled out of their tour to England as well. It was due to take place in June and July this year. It was postponed, and now it has been cancelled. India pulled out. South Africa are still due to arrive later in the summer, looking at extended series against South Africa in the women's format over there in England. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our birthdays.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning, everybody tuning into NZ Sports Radio. Let's crack on with these birthdays. And birthdays today, a 2016 Summer Olympian cyclist, one of Wellington's rugby's favourite sons, and finally, a well-travelled New Zealand rugby coach, and that's where we start our birthdays this morning. Chris Boyd, born this day, the 21st of July, 1958, in Wellington, is a New Zealand rugby union coach who is currently the director of rugby at English Premiership team Northampton Saints. No, he's not. He's actually with the Hurricanes at the minute. But previously, He was with he coached the New Zealand under-20s national team, and it's saying he's now with the franchise. There you go. Bernie Fraser, born this day, the 21st of July 1953, is a former New Zealand rugby union player. He played 124 games for Wellington and 55 games, including 23 matches for the All Blacks. Fraser is the father of international singer-songwriter Brooke Fraser. Finally, Zachary Williams, born this day, the 21st of July 1995, is a New Zealand cyclist. Williams was educated at St. Peter's College, Auckland. Williams won the 1,000-metre time trial at the 2016 Oceania Championships and was fourth in the Cairn at the World Cup in Hong Kong. He was selected for the team sprint at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro and filled at New Zealand's second place in the men's road race, but dropped out after the 40K race. I probably didn't really need to say that, but happy birthday to our three recipients today.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for joining us back. So moving on to the rugby, and someone who has been playing well and over here in New Zealand is Corbis van Wyk, just arrived from South Africa for the Hurricanes. But it's going to be a short stay in New Zealand as he has signed for Leicester Tigers now. A bit of a surprise there. Leicester Tigers are making a couple of signing announcements yesterday with Kenny Murray Valu, also moving from La Rochelle, and Matias Moreno, who obviously we know from the Jaguares, moving over there, also Leicester Tigers. So Leicester Tigers doing some recruitment in the rugby union. Also, Bryce Lawrence has admitted that there was an error at the weekend by the refereeing team who disallowed Damien McKenzie's try. You're only supposed to, or the rules say you only have to go back two phases to review an incident. And in this case, there were three quick rucks, and they went back to review a knock-on. And whilst it was true there was a knock-on, so it's the correct call for that moment, they should not have been allowed to have used the video referee for that one. Personally, let's be honest, getting the right call, I think, is the important thing. So whether it's two or three phases back, especially when they've been quick phases, I personally have no problems with. But yes, I think it needs to cleared up. I'm going to hand you back to Steve then, who's going to take us through our Rugby League update.
Yeah, Paul, just before I get onto that Rugby League news, I totally agree with you. Although it wasn't a knock-on, I think what you'll find, the player was accidentally offside. Okay, they got the process wrong, but at the end of the day, I think the right decision was made, because I think that would have also been highlighted as well. And at the end of the day, I think the Chiefs have just got themselves to blame. But anyway, one person who can't be blamed is... or maybe he can, is Paul Green, who's been axed as the Cowboys coach, effective immediately, bringing to an end his reign as one of the NRL's longest serving coaches. Green, who coached the club to two grand finals, including their maiden premiership in 2015, informed the players on Monday morning he had coached his last game for the club before the Cowboys confirmed his departure in a media release. After 7 years as head coach, it is with heavy heart that I make this announcement, Green said in a statement. The board felt that the club was at a juncture where they needed to move in a different direction, and I can only respect their views. Whilst this is obviously disappointing news, I am grateful to the board for allowing me to lead this club whilst creating some lifelong memories, Green said. I will use this next period to freshen up, spend some time with my family, and assess options before moving on to my next coaching role. Green later told the media conference he had planned to continue his coaching career. While my time as the Cowboys coach has come to an end, my time as a head coach has not, he said. Cowboys assistant coach Josh Hannay will take the helm for the remainder of the 2020 season while the club undertakes a thorough recruitment process. And another club that's had to make a decision overnight, the Canadian Rugby League team of New Zealand, a star, Sonny Bill Williams, has withdrew from the Super League midway through its first season in Europe's top-tier competition overnight, citing overwhelming financial challenges caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. Toronto Wolfpack said the decision was taken because of a range of factors specific to the club, as only the transatlantic team in the league. They included reduced revenue from ticket sponsorship, merchandise and game day business following the loss of all 11 of the team homes game during the shutdown of the league since March. The Wolfpack would be left covering significant additional costs simply to complete a season of games in the UK, including COVID testing, stadium rentals, medical costs and player increases to align with the rest of the league. The club said the league is scheduled to restart on August 2nd and organisers said they were very disappointed to learn of the Wolfpack's decision. Super League Europe and the RFL have been in regular dialogue with the Wolfpack over the past weeks and months regarding the club's ability to take part in a competition. Read a statement from the Super League and confirm assurances they had been received as recently as last Thursday. The club's decision is especially disappointing given the imminent restart of the season. Williams, the former All Black, is in his first season with the team, which lost its first six matches in the Super League before suspension. There we go. So I not good news for the Toronto Wolfpack, but you do wonder if Sonny Bill Williams is going to be on the market again as a free agent, not doing a heck of a lot. So I wonder if there's any Super Rugby teams or even an NRL team based only about 22 k's away from here who might be interested in picking up SBW. Back to you, Paul. That's our league news for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're absolutely right. And a bit of lack of understanding there from the Super League by the sounds of it. So it's good to say disappointing, but you should you thought they could understand their decision, but apparently it doesn't sound like it would be. But there you go. Shame there that but we are living in unprecedented times, as we do say. Moving on then into the netball, and last night the Steel played the Tactics, both backing up from their victories, also from their games on Sunday. The Tactics lost on Sunday, sorry, to the Pulse. But they managed to get a win this evening. Yesterday evening, 35-48. They really took control of this game in the first half, winning the first quarter 13-6 and then 15-8. So at halftime, they were 28-14 up. So they scored twice as many points and then just held steady during the held their sort of lead steady during the second half to finish 35-48. So good win there for the Tactics. Sort of secures their third place in the table, just 1 point behind the Northern Mystics. But the Mystics have got a game in hand still. So the Tactics still, as I say, maintaining pressure at the top end of the table. Over in the golf, and we have a new number one there. John Ram is now the world number one, taking over from McIlroy. He won the Memorial at the weekend, had a very big lead going into the home nine, dropped a few shots, but then steadied to see himself home by three shots. He is only the second Spanish player to have been ranked number one. Seve Ballesteros was the other one there. So congratulations to him. This evening in the Sales NBL, we have a couple of cracking games. The Manawatu Jets will take on the Franklin Bulls. The Jets currently in first equal. The Bulls just one win behind on 12 points. So that if the Bulls win that one, they'll join the Otago Nuggets, Manawatu Jets, and the Taranaki Airs at the top of the table. If not, the Manawatu Jets will get to pull away, even if it is only briefly, as the Auckland Huskies, who are on a good run recently, play the Otago Nuggets. Nuggets again, one of those teams at the top of the table. The Huskies only win behind. So if the Huskies and the Franklin Bulls win, we'll have five teams all on the same number of points at the top of the table. I tell you, the Souths NBL is a very, very close competition this year. Also, it means by the end of tonight, every team will have played 12 games. Also, in basketball, there has been a record sale of a LeBron James trading card, one from his rookie season, which is signed and also includes a little piece of one of his jerseys. This sold for $1.8 million US dollars. That's around twice the previous record for a trading card, which was $923,000, which was set in May of this year. That was for baseball star Mike Trout, who plays for the Los Angeles Angels. Sports card trading is a big thing, clearly, in the USA. And that's a lot of money for a piece of paper or for a card, isn't it, folks? You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news, and perhaps not so important when we're talking about trading card sales. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just subscribe to New Zealand Sports Radio on Acast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or iTunes. Also, please do like our Facebook page and let your friends know that we exist. Word of mouth and sharing the message will help us grow and help us become sustainable as an independent sports service for you. So please do that. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.